The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amar Beis discusses whether animals are muksa. And in fact, they say they are. Animals are muksa. And the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav He, Halacha Chav He, the Magen Mishnah explains over there that why are animals muksa? Since they have no purpose, they have no utility on Shabbos, therefore they're like eitzim v'avanim, like sticks and stones, and they are muksa machnas gufo, therefore that's why they're muksa. So it seems to be a black and white case. Animals are muksa. So what's the machokas in the Rishonim? So Rishonim discuss the issue, what about if you have an animal that could be used for a purpose? What kind of purpose? Let's say Shabbos the afternoon, you want to sleep, or whenever other time it is, that could you, an animal which can be used to keep a, stop the child from crying. Is that animal muksa? So Tosfos over there on Shabbos, Mem Hei Amid Beis, Divrei Masko Hacha, and other Rishonim, the Mordechai, they quote opinions who say that they're not muksa. Since to the fact they have utility that keeping the child quiet and sleeping, so that takes it out of the concept of muksa. However, Tosfos, the Mordechai, and Rush, Yor Zerua, they reject this opinion and say that animal is muksa. Why not? Why, if the animal has keeping the child from crying, so why isn't that a purpose? So either two possibilities. That either the fact that he could keep the child from crying, it's still not enough to take him out of the category of muksa. Or maybe an economy in theory it would. But since it's a low plug to Rabbanan, and the rabbis have said that's it. All animals are muksa, and it doesn't make a difference. That seems to be the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that animals are muksa, and that's it. So the question that, so, it's black and white, end of discussion, animals are muksa. The question, of course, is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Today we have pet companions, animals have a different role, they were more out in the farm, now they're in your homes, man's best friend. Is there any way to permit saying that animals, dogs, are not muksa? Because today, since it's not just, because maybe one could argue that in the, over there by the animal, it just did one thing of quiet the child, but fundamentally it was still an animal, it didn't have any purpose. As opposed to these animals that come into your home, fundamentally that's what they're there for. And, you know, they go to different nursing homes and they do all these type of things. So Rav Shlomo Zalman raises the question, Rav Moshe Feinstein. So at least originally, they both seem to conclude, or they're not willing to come out and say that they're not muksa. So the question is, what's the nekuda? What's this machlokas Rishonim? So the issue is, why are animals that quiet a child, why are they still considered muksa according to Tosfos? It's either because low pork draw abundance, so it doesn't make a difference, or keeping the child sleeping, that's not enough of a tzara. So according to the first side, low pork draw abundance will make a difference today. But if you assume those animals aren't doing enough to quiet the child, but today there would be enough. So that would be the discussion. So as they quote in the name of Aaron Lichtenstein, he seems to go L'chumra, that you think since it's a machlokas Rishonim, and that seems to be the sheet of Tosfos, the Rush, the Mordechai, so he says, one should be machmir, however, is what to rely on. Those who do move around animals, So therefore, they have Yeshami Lismoch. And therefore, and since the reason today it's very compelling, so therefore, no one, so he says, best to be Machma, but at Meikra Din, it's okay. In the new volume of Rav Moshe, not the new now, but the one that came out after his death, and also in Rishon LeZalman, they seem to take the view that, no, that today, pets are different, and therefore they would not be Muksa. And that's, and other people, people in Rav Moshe's family, Rav Reuven finds others seem to confirm that that's true. Not everyone accepts those volumes. So number one, you have people claim today that Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman would agree to it. And that's the issue that the argument would be is the one who has a dog, one who has an animal, it's like someone, let's say you have a rock before Shabbos and you prepare for use, so it's no longer muksa. So therefore, so too, these animals also are prepared, you know that you're going to be playing with them. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman writes regarding a service dog. You obviously know you need to move them. That's its whole purpose, and therefore it's no longer muksa. So that's a debate among how you learn it, and many today say it's okay, but you know, and others say not. But regarding petting, like that, thinking one camp to have a petting zoo, whether it's petting goats, maybe are goats different than dogs. So that I think the Be'er Halacha brings down a machlokas. Even if you hold pets on muksa, maybe you're allowed to move the hair. So we have a svek sveka. Maybe we paskin that pets are no longer, dogs are no longer muksa, even if they are, but some shitas in Rishonim that as long as you're not moving the animal, you're just moving the hair, that's mutter. So therefore, there's more room to be lenient. So yesh v'yesh, depending on how you accept the two, if you assume it's a low plug to Rabbanah, perhaps it wouldn't make a difference. If you work with the other reason that it didn't have enough utility, but Bezman Hazeh, it seems that these animals are totally for companionships, and then there seems to be room to be lenient as well for those who want to be.